Game of the Week. This ECL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup features Bishop Hartley welcoming Worthington Kilbourne to Jack Ryan Field. And now here's Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
The CCL at the halfway point of the season. For Worthington Kilbourne, OCC could stand for Overcoming a Catholic Champion. While for Hartley, CCL could stand for Continue Conquering Leagues. The Hawks already dumped Central Crossing from the OCC Central. Tonight they set their sights on the OCC Cardinal. And here's the linguist of our alphabet, Larry Wolf, who joins us now. And for the Hawks, Larry, how do you spell success?
R-U-N. They have to run the football. They have to be relentless. They have to be unyielding. And they are not the team they were last year. They're not the team they're going to be next year. They have to be who they are right now.
Could you use that in a sentence?
Uh-uh.
Okay, thank you very much. When we come back, the head coaches for both schools will spell it out for us. But first, we'll step aside and remind you that you're listening to the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at BobBoyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Wolves, Vince Trombetti. And coach, talk about your season so far, 2-2, and a huge win last week against Thomas Worthington.
We knew coming into the season that we were going to be very young. We did not have a lot of experience coming back. The fact that we're 2-2 is okay for now, but obviously we're looking to get better every day. When you play some of the competition that we play, like Olentangy Orange and Holland Springfield, both playoff teams, you know, our kids are in there scrapping with those kids and doing their best, but came up short in those games. You know, some of the other games excited both of them, go to overtime, and I think our kids are showing a lot of heart and the fact that we've been able to pull out wins in those two games.
Talk about your offense. What can we hear tonight when we listen to the Wolves?
I think the biggest thing that you're going to see is we're kind of in transition to more of a ground attack. I keep joking around that the option's in our DNA and we can't get away from it as much as we try. And so I think you're going to see a little more option, a little more wing T type attack from our offense.
As we look at the defense, I know Thomas Wilson has been a centerpiece for a couple of years. Talk about your D tonight.
I think the thing about our defense is our kids have really developed, have been pretty good against the run all year long. We know with the tight splits that Hartley takes that they're going to be a load up front. And so I think we're going to have to move around a little bit more than we usually do, change up a few things a little bit more. But our kids will keep swinging away and keep pounding in there.
You kind of led me into the next question, which is keys to victory tonight. What do you have to do to come out on top against the Hawks?
I think the one thing is we have to try to keep the ball away from them. I think that they are just so efficient and effective when they're on offense. It really is a machine. So I think we're going to have to keep the ball away from them. Defensively, our Achilles heel all season has been giving up the big play. And so whether it's run or pass, we have got to limit the big plays.
27 years for you at this school, I believe. Talk about the biggest change you've seen over the last nearly three decades.
Wow. You know, I think probably the biggest thing that has affected our program is we've gone from being a nobody to being pretty darn good. And I know these last couple of years we've been a little bit thin, and I think that has to do somewhat with the fact we now only have one feeder middle school. And so where I know across the river they have two schools feeding into them, right now it's becoming a numbers issue with us. And we're hopefully going to find some ways to get some more kids back out for football. I know that the scare of concussions and CTE and all that stuff has parents and some kids worried about it. But, you know, our administration's been really good about supporting us with the best helmets and shoulder pads that we can buy. And so, you know, I think the numbers game is something that we need to take a look at.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much, Randy.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. You're listening to the CCL Game of the Week as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Hawks, Brad Birchfield. Coach, give us an overview of the team after 4 weeks.
We're happy we're 3-1, obviously. It's not as good as 4-0, but it's better than 2-2. We're getting better. We're improving every day. I can see it in practice. I've seen it all year. You know, we're pleased with the trajectory we're on. Obviously, we would like to have won one more game, but that's football, and you know, we're ready to see us get better.
Talk about your offense for 2017. What can the fans expect to see, and who are some of the leaders?
You know, you just never know what our offense is going to be until about midseason, until we are here tonight. But it looks like we're sharing the ball quite a bit. We have a lot of people that can contribute. I know people that don't know much about us but like to read the paper think we're going to have one player that's going to hammer it, and that's a total fallacy. You know, we have multiple people that can do something with the football, and that makes us, we think, more difficult to defend.
How about on the defensive side of things?
Yeah, they've been really good. They have, you know, to hold Chillicothe to one touchdown, we thought was a stout performance. We wore down a little bit in that first game in the fourth quarter defensively, which we didn't like, but all you can do is get better. I've been pretty pleased with the versatility that we have within the players and how much better they've gotten.
And walk us through the special teams too, if you will.
Obviously, having Mateo back is really exciting. He's able to kick it and so dependable. Our coverage has been better. You know, somebody asked me the other day, said, "Do you guys fake punt and onside kick anymore, or is that just a thing of the past?" And we're still ready to go with it. It just hasn't been as prevalent because we think we have a weapon that can do a lot of different things.
You face the Wolves tonight. They they come in at 2-2. What concerns you about Kilbourne?
Well, they're so well coached. Coach Trombetti does a fantastic job. They play really, really hard. They're very good on defense. Obviously, they're playing emotionally up. They had a huge win last week over their rival in Thomas Worthington, and which was a really highly publicized game. And we got them last year pretty good at their own home. I'm sure they're not happy about that.
The question has to be asked. I know you've answered it before, but for our audience, talk about competitive balance. You find yourself now in Division III. How do you approach that? Does it change anything for you at all?
You know, to be honest, it does not change anything. We're going to try to beat good teams and play as well as we can. There is a little bit of pressure, though, to be frank with you. If we were to not have the kind of season we're accustomed to, it gives a lot of those people that I don't like anyway to say, ha-ha, we told you competitive balance was working. Look what it did to Hartley. So we've got to take that on our shoulders and get one for the good guys.
It's been a decade now at Hartley for you. Is it any easier? Is it the same? Is it more difficult? How do you rate it?
It gets harder every year. It gets more difficult every single year. I'd love to say it gets easier. I told one of my buddies who got back into coaching and was out of it that there's probably comes a lot of days where if you could do something different, you probably should. It is emotionally taxing on you every single day, but it's so gratifying too. So it's awesome. I couldn't imagine what it's like at someplace not like Hartley where it's so rich and awesome, but it gets more difficult every day.
Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where you'll find the best model year-end deals during the Jeep Celebration event. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee, or up to $14,500 on a new 2017 Ram Big Horn Hemi Crew Cab. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. And remember, the best deals you'll see are always off Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at thisweeksports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Back-to-back state titles, but it's the first time we've had them in the CCL Game of the Week for 2017. The Hartley Hawks looking to move to 4-1 tonight when they host the 2-2 Worthington Kilbourne Wolves. Good evening, everybody. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820. Let's get you ready for all of the Week 5 action for the Catholic teams this evening and tomorrow night. Reedy is on the road at Liberty Union this evening. DeSales travels to Kentucky to face Covington Catholic. Waterson drives north to face Benedictine. St. Charles looking for their first win on the road at Washington Courthouse tonight. And Newark Catholic hosts Licking Heights. Tomorrow night, Fisher Catholic looks for their second win in a row as they take on Burn Union at Fulton Field. Some of the other big matchups in the area for Week 5 we're going to try to keep you up to date on. Hilliard Darby is on the road tonight at Dublin Jerome. Hilliard Bradley hosts Thomas Worthington. Two big matchups in the City League is Walnut Ridge battles Eastmore, and Marion Franklin travels to West. Then we've got Gahanna at Dublin Kaufman, Upper Arlington at Pick Central, Olentangy Liberty hosting Pickerington North, and Reynoldsburg on the road at Westerville Central. Can the Hawks get to 4-1? We'll find out now. Let's head to Jack Ryan Field to Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf for tonight's CCL football game of the week.
Yes, they can. Ryan, back to you. No, just kidding. It should be a great night for high school football. 87 degrees. It feels like it's 89. Oh. Today is the first day of fall, y'all. but it still feels like summer. Wind from the east, 5 miles an hour. Humidity at 50%. We'll check out traffic in 10 minutes. And Larry, Hartley has won the toss. They will receive to start this contest. So I assume if you're Brad Birchfield, you want to make a statement early and try to put away the Wolves?
Well, you're not put them away, but you want to make sure you send a message. And the heat tonight could be a factor. Now, Hartley has obviously more players going both ways than does Kilbourne. But if Hartley can stay on offense, you know, you get less tired on offense than you do on defense. So that's going to be important for Hartley to keep the ball pounded.
The Wolves Division II, in fact, they're currently ranked ninth in Division II, Region 7. And for the Bishop Hartley Hawks, they move up, remember, to Division III this year, and currently sixth in Division III in Region 11. And I was talking with Brad Birchfield about this, and you kind of look at the schedule, they pretty much have to go, you think, 8-2 to even have a chance for a home game.
Yep, 8-2. And you know, the funny thing is their schedule, with the sales on their schedule, it's not like they've got to walk in the park down the road. So they're going to have to belly up to the bar and play some good Hartley football here.
So the Hawks ready to receive, going from right to left on your radio dial or computer screen. By the way, don't forget the Fall Spirit Drive is underway on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You're back on the air with that from 9 a.m. to 12 noon tomorrow. Phone number for that is 614-459-4820. 614-459-4820. Or you can go online. There's the kick, and we are underway. Ryan Wasilowski with the boot, and her catch is called for and taken on the play by Angelo Evans. And the Hawks will get the ball to start this contest around their own 26 or 27 yard line. Offensively for the Hawks up front in the interior five, Patrick Gilliland along with Brandon Wise. The center is Nate Jackson. On the right side, Max Steinecker and Peyton Collins. The tight end is Jordan Kirkbride. Split end is Philip Cole. The quarterback, Anthony Carfagna, 6 feet, 180, and a senior. Fullback, Nick Cohn, will alternate at times with Mason Sawyer. Halfback, Alexander Blackman, and Ben Dankow also will be out there. And for the wingback, it'll be Jalen January in this contest. First and 10 Hawks, some market officially at the 27-yard line. First play of this contest, glad to have you aboard. Toss sweep near side, and to the short side of the field they go, and maneuvering along the sidelines, trying to get as much as he possibly can, is Jalen January. He just hit behind his offensive line, Larry, and took what he could get.
Well, Ben Danko on the outside, number 11, had a great block for the wingback. And he sealed the whole play to the inside, got the outside backer turned inside, so they got down the sideline. Pretty easy play.
And we talk about splits in the offensive line. They are non-existent.
There are no
Hartley Hawks. They will pick up 10 on the play, enough to move the sticks. First and 10 from the 37-yard line. Danko in motion, first man through, up to the 39-yard line. They do a good job to the Wolves' defense of scaling up Nick Cohn. Cohn's got a good frame on him, but he got knocked back right at the 39-yard line. Defensively at front four, the Wolves, it is Mitchell Rosenfeld along with Rowan McCullough, Thomas Nolan, and Caleb Dave. Noah Reed is being replaced by Cole Dyer at linebacker in this contest. Thomas Wilson, the middle linebacker. Nick Streets on the weak side. Secondary, Ryan Hester, Tyler Ward, Ryan Wasilowski, and Isaac Morgan. Gain of a couple, second down and 8 from the 39-yard line. We have a flag. We have some motion. I think we have encroachment on the defense. We'll wait for Mark Dillman to give a signal. And indeed, that is the case. And I think the guy that faked him out was Nick Cohn when he went in motion to the bottom of the set.
Those are the kind of penalties that Kilbourne can ill afford, because they had him in second and 8 or 9 and a chance to get their defense off the field. Now this is second and 3. You're going to see 2 or 3 running plays in a row.
Nick Cohn is now 6'2 and 250 at fullback. It's like having a lineman in the backfield. In fact, they'll triple stack the eye right now, though. They'll exit one man, and rolling is Carfagna, looking long downfield, and the pass is up and caught inside the 15-yard line, down to the 11. Making the catch is Philip Cole. Great job by Carfagna on the boot to look downfield and float that thing beautifully to Cole, who makes catch number 8 of the campaign.
Wasilowski on the tackle there, and he saved the touchdown, but that was really a tough pass, and the Hartley quarterback, Carfagna, did not get his shoulder square, but he had a speedy receiver out there. He just threw it out and let him go catch it. Great play.
56 yards on the pass play. There was also a flag at the end of the play at the 35-yard line. Flag was on the Wolves. And then we'll mark it half the distance to the goal, down to the 5-yard line. So first and goal now for the Hawks from the 5-yard line. They haven't wasted any time. 50 seconds into this contest, threatening to score.
Well, they've got a tackle in the backfield, Nick Combs. I mean, at 250, that is not a running back.
Sawyer and Blackman. Blackman gets the toss, works his way inside, tries to break the plane of the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. Alexander Blackman, his 10th score on the ground this season, and then it was 6-0, and it took a minute and 3 seconds to do it.
Well, they used Nick Cohn as a slot back there, and he motioned across the formation. and just let up through the hole. And it's, you know, it's like having three tackles on the field. And first of all, he's athletic. Second of all, he's huge at 250.
Matteo Agriesti now to attempt the extra point, where Matteo on the campaign is 18 of 18. Good snap, good placement, a low line drive kick, but it clears the upright. It's good. 7-0 Hawks lead, 10:57 left to go in the first. We'll pause. Remind you, this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at miraclemotormart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at miraclemotormart.com.
Hartley scores early in the first minute, and they are not the only one. Dublin Jerome does the same. They have a 7-0 lead early over Darby.
Your Panthers in trouble early.
All right, I'm going to have to send them a phone call.
Blackman with a 5-yard touchdown run, as we mentioned, his 10th of the campaign. Agriesti, the PAT, 4 plays, 73 yards. 103 is surfed off the clock. And just like that, the big pass play to Cole, though, set it up 56 yards from Carfagna to Philip Cole. And now it's 7-0.
When you have speed on the perimeter, you just got to get the ball out and let them run under it.
Mateo to boot it from the 40, from the far hash. And it's a diagonal kick. It's going to bounce inside the 15, inside the 12, down to the 10-yard line. Scooped up there by Caleb Andrick. Andrick from the back of running backs is going to go nowhere. He caught it at around the 10, Larry. He gave ground to around the 8.
He corralled it at the 10 because they kicked it in the one dead spot, and the ball took a Hartley bounce right down the sidelines. If it had gone out of bounds, it had the ball up here toward midfield, but they're deep in their own territory now.
Up front in the interior five for Worthington Kilbourne, the big guys are Cole Vida, along with Hayden Schaefer, Sam Schick, D'Angelo Rosales, and R.J. Meehan. The hands people, wide receiver Gavin Baker and Keurig Buell, will also see a lot of Joey McQuaid in this game. Grayson Timms is the quarterback. Fullback is Justin Myers. Tailback Elijah Young. And the slot is Michael McQuaid.
12, Grayson Timms.
So Timms, 7 of 17 passing on the campaign, is going to hand it off, and they get it up to the 9 near the 10-yard line, and that's about it for Elijah Young.
One of the things that Kilbourne is probably going to need to do on their running game is they cannot have the kind of plays they just had, which took too long to get to the line of scrimmage. It was a cutback, kind of a cutback lead play. It started to the right, went to the left, and they're going to need to hit this Hartley team quick.
Gain of a couple on the play, second down and 8. Just past the 10 near the 11-yard line, 10:25 left to go. Check out the Hawk defense after this play. One back in the backfield. One man in motion, bottom to top, so three wide to that side to spread out that defense. And a keeper this time by Timms. And a nice little move inside, outside, little sugar move. And he gets the first down up to around the 24-yard line. Grayson Timms, 6 carries for 37 yards coming into this contest. The Hartley Hawk defense led by Coach Brad Birchfield up front. Ethan Amaya along with Anthony Majewski and Jordan Kirkbride, the linebackers. Are Ben Danko, Max Steinecker, Nick Cohn, Alexander Blackman, and James Reese III in the secondary. Braylon Mitchell along with Angela Evans and Anthony Whitney on a first down play. They'll keep it on the ground, and boy, there was nothing there that time. Great pursuit by the defense as Cohn comes shooting through and beats up Young right at the line of scrimmage.
That play was very similar to the first down play the last time. It just took too long to get through the line of scrimmage. The lineman got through on the linebacker, but the running back was nowhere to be found.
Now, the Wolves historically are a no-huddle team, and they may not huddle much tonight, but they're going to, normally you think, usurp as much of that clock as they can. They're going to try to drain the clock, but early on, that's not been the scenario because they come back to the line in a hurry. Looking for the slant pattern. The pass is there. Boy, great coverage, but a great catch on the play as it goes to Michael McQuaid.
That ball was on target. That's the kind of stuff you see on Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon. That had to be a perfect pass, and it was.
McQuaid now with 6 catches, good for 33 yards on the season, but it's not a first down. It's at the 31-yard line. They need 3 more with 9:05. Let's go in the first, and Hartley on top 7-0. Hawks nearly encroach. They get back. Young gets the handoff, and he is brought down at the 33-yard line. Cole comes bursting through. Young is going to be close to the sticks, and he's a little slow to get up because, I mean, Cone just wrapped him up and threw him down like a little calf.
It's a punt situation. They're on the short side of their 40, so they're going to probably try and play some field position. The trouble with Hartley is if they get the ball, you might not get it back. It might be 14 to nothing before you get it back.
The up man in the punt formation, by the way, is Noah Reed, who can handle the football. Back deep is Thomas Wilson, the punter. Also the middle linebacker, averages 41.2 yards. Punt has a long of 58 on the campaign. And back deep on the other end is Philip Cole for the Hawks with 8:18 left to go.
Well, he can use a long of 58 right about now. Well, he got it.
He booms it. Cole retreating inside the 15. It's going to bounce at the 10, go back to the 5-yard line. Did he touch it? He did not. And it's going to roll and trickle inside the 5 and take a siesta right at the 4-yard line. That was better than his prior long. That one was 63 yards.
I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
And I hate to hear it, too.
I'm going to keep reminding you.
First and 96 from the 4-yard line.
Did you know he kicked that 63 yards?
I did not know that, sir.
Yeah, our statistician told me he kicked it 63 yards.
That is Scott
that's
Rutz.
That's quite a punt.
You missed
the one and only Scott
Ryan Rutz. Baker, Douglas Sells, and yours truly on the Fall Spirit Drive this morning from 10 to 11 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Again, St. Gabriel Radio, go online, the website as well, too, and donate to the Spirit Drive for the fall as well. First and 10. The toss back. They get the ball out to the 7, maybe up to the 8-yard line. Nice game as they do that little toss where they take it right up the gut and get whatever they can on the play. And they use the size of, I think that was Nick Cohn. They said Danko, but I think it was Cohn, wasn't it?
Yep.
It's a Cohn on the carry that time. Cohn will pick up about 4.
It's the old toss ISO play where they toss and have a lead blocker and it goes inside the tackle instead of the toss sweep.
But imagine dealing with a guy like Nick Cohn at 250 pounds with speed.
Right.
And the elusive ability to bounce it outside as well, too. Second down and 5 from near the 10-yard line. Toss sweep near side. It's Cohn again, but they get him around the ankles. That's where you have to get him, and they wrap him up right at the 10 with his frame. He falls forward near the 11-yard line, but good pursuit on the play by the defense of the Wolves, and the guy that made the hit is down on the field.
Well, that tackle kind of reminded me of the old professional bull riding when they do the calf roping. You know what I mean? They grabbed him by the leg and held on for dear life, and unfortunately, he was under 240 pounds of biggin.
And that's the problem, too. You just get concerned that you get kicked in the face, the head, or other parts of your body when you're the guy at the bottom just holding onto the ankle. They'll attend to the player that's down right now. Well, they do that with 7:10 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
It's a good start for the Reedy Silver Knights. They kick an early field goal to take a 3-0 lead, then get an interception. They've got the ball back now. Licking Heights has a 7-0 lead over Newark Catholic, and Thomas Worthington has the early 7-0 lead over Hilliard Bradley.
And remember, Kilbourne beat Thomas last week 26-25 in overtime. The injured player is the outside linebacker who made the hit, the Will linebacker, Nick Streets. And that's one thing that Vince Trombetti wanted to avoid. He said, I just want to get through this game because league season starts in earnest next week. I don't want to have to deal with any more injuries. And he's got one now in Streets, who hobbles off the field. On a third down and a couple, toss sweep across the 15, up to the 16, maybe the 17-yard line. And that's enough for the first down there as the toss goes to Jalen January before he's brought down on the play by Noah Reed, the outside linebacker on the other side.
Kilbourne shifted into a bear defense that time. When we say bear, we're talking about they cover the two guards in the center with people, and they had 5 down linemen, and so Hartley just went outside. And it's, you know, you got to pick your poison with Hartley. Do you want him to gut you up the middle or go around the outsides?
Yeah, Reed wasn't going to start, but with the injury to Streets, he checks in there. In fact, he flowed all the way from the left side to the right side of the field. So first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Danko in motion, high snap. Danko gets it, tries to turn the corner, and he's going to be brought down. Great defense that time by the Wolves with Cole Dyer coming through to make the hit. Dyer getting the start at linebacker, 5'10", 180, and a junior, one solo and 12 assists. coming into this contest. They're going to mark the ball back at the 12.
Well, they saw that jet sweep coming, and they just fired the outside backer deep, and it forced the running back farther back, and he grabbed him by the jersey and wrestled him down.
So the Wolves trying to bounce back after defensively. They suffered in that first possession a loss of 6 officially on the play. Second down at 16 from back at the 12-yard line with 6:05 left to go. The Hawks leading by a count of 7-0. Can't go in motion, bottom to top, now back to the bottom again. And the handoff goes to January and made it up to about the 15, maybe the 16. And that's where the size of your offensive lineman can help out, too. He was stopped at the 14, and then the surge of his lineman behind him just pushed it forward for 2 yards.
Patrick Gilliland, it looked like somebody buried a hamburger in front of him because he just was like going crazy to push the pile forward. He pushed it forward about 4 yards there.
Young man who is getting a full ride to OU, stands 6'6", 315, and a senior. So the ball going to be resting up close to the 18-yard line.
He knows how to finish off plays, I'll tell you that.
Officially we'll call it the 17 as it crossed that plane. Got third down and 11 from there. Carfagna rolling left, looking downfield and gunning the pass and overthrowing Cole at the 34-yard line. Tough pass for Carfagna to complete on the run and for Cole to look back for that football as well.
Well, what they did that time is they're still in their bear defense, or what looks like a bear. It's hard to tell with the splits of Hartley, but they blitzed the inside linebacker. And what they did was they brought him around the outside on a late blitz, so he didn't have a player in his area, so he was free to blitz. And he put pressure on the quarterback.
Reed back deep, along with Young and Carfagna, allegedly to punt. You never know with the Hawks. Only his fourth punt if he boots it on the campaign. No, they snap it to the up man.
Oh, Lord.
And toss it back the other way. And look out. Here comes Philip Cole. 30, 35, 40, 45. And it says, I've got enough, and I'll take it out of bounds. As he was pushed out by Noah Reed. And again, you look for that up man, and they get it to him, and they toss it back. And Philip Cole with a big gainer for the Hawks. First and 10, 5:03 left to go. A pickup of 31 yards.
Okay, so Hartley snaps it to the up man. He runs to the right. The wing back on the right runs behind. They flip it as a reverse, and there's nobody home. There's nobody home.
Because you're taught to pursue the flow when you have that jet sweep or any kind of trick play like that.
And it's not a standard defense, so these are guys out of position.
First and 10 from the 48-yard line. Again, that tight set for the Hawks. Blackman in motion, bottom to top, back from offset on. Toss, it goes to January. Bounces it across midfield and pushes forward to around the 46-yard line. We're seeing some strength from Jalen January between the tackles. You look at his frame and you wonder at 5'10 and 180 and a sophomore, but Brad Birchfield thinks this kid is the real deal and will be great. Just a couple of carries coming into this contest, but had a 3-yard touchdown run against Cleveland Shaw.
Okay, but let's give some guys some credit. I mean, Blackman is 5'11", 230. Cohn is 240, and they're in the up-back position just blowing holes in this defense. I mean, not a lot you can do.
Second and 4 from the 46-yard line. Blackman now in motion to the top. He gets it on the counterplay inside the 45, down to the 43, near the 42, before Thomas Wilson, the inside linebacker, who was second-team All-State with 127 tackles last year, tries to contain him, which he can't in time because it's enough for a Hawk first down at around the 41-yard line.
First down, Hartley.
This is just muscular football.
Well, we've said it for how many years? The 4 that I've been here. It's not pretty. It's beautiful. You know what I mean? It's not something you want to see, but it's, if you're an offensive line coach, you love this. It's just a surge. There's not a hole. It's just bodies going backwards.
And this team is bigger than the team they've had in prior seasons as well, too. Physically, we're talking about.
Yep.
First and 10 from the 41, and Coach Birchfield feels they have not lived up to their potential yet, but they get better every single week. Handoff off the left side. Churning and fighting is January. Jalen down inside the 35, near the 33-yard line. Not enough for the first down, but pick up nearly 8 on the play.
It's got to be disheartening to the Wolves because they had them stopped. They had them stopped deep in their territory. They were going to get the ball on the short side of the 50 and put their offense on the field, maybe tie it up 7-7. The way it looks, it's going to be one of those 95-yard drives.
Isaac Morgan with a hip, triple sack eye. January, the last man through. Jalen down to the 31-yard line near the first down. Let's see if they give forward progress at the sticks. They're going to say it's just shy of the first down. The ball has to pretty much get half of it across the 31-yard line hash mark, so it's going to be third down at about 2 feet. Triple stack again. First man, second man, third man. It's January. He's got the first down and cruises down to the 28-yard line, maybe the 27, but he paid the price on that play because he got waylaid by Noah Reed at the end.
Oh, he did. Well, he got up in the air. Once you get your feet up in the air, you're pretty much defenseless. And Mr. Reed made sure he paid a price for that.
Dancon will check in. Blackman will check out. First and 10 for the Hawks now from the Wolves' 28-yard line. Worthington Kilbourne, the only school nicknamed Wolves in the state of Ohio. I think you want to stay away from Wolves or Wolverines or any derivative thereof in the Buckeye State.
Probably.
Outside of that one school. 13th play, by the way, of this drive. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. Little play action boot this time to the right by Carfagna. Looks downfield on the out pattern. Cole! Nice reach back to make the grab and made the catch inside the 15 at the 14-yard line. Pass just a little behind him, but a great adjustment by Philip Cole.
I'm more impressed with the Hartley passing game. We've seen this running game for several years now, but the passing game has always been just a little bit suspect. It looks like they're throwing the ball on time tonight.
First and 10 from the 14-yard line. 2:27. First quarter, Hawks lead 7-0 over the Wolves. One back in the backfield now. His first down play. One man in motion. That's Danko. Head off. Quick opener. And they'll push the pile.
Push the pile.
Play was stopped at the 10-yard line. And the scrum pushed it all the way down to the 6. I mean, that was just incredible force that time. As I think number four, Mason Sawyer on the carry that time. 6 carries, 30 yards for the 5'10", 185-pound sophomore coming into this contest. So it'll be second down. And 3 from just past the 7 near the 6-yard line. Sawyer, the lone back again to the backfield. Go with two guys, semi-wide, semi-split to either side. Danko in motion to the bottom, toss sweep. They go that way. Toss it to Sawyer. Gets it inside the 5, inside the 2, and near the 1-yard line. Before he's brought down in the play, hit by Alonzo Olivares to stop the touchdown.
Oh, here comes their beefaloes. I mean, they're bringing 4 guys on the field, and not one of them is under 230 pounds.
Well, they go rabbits and rhinos, remember? So this would be the rhinos.
Yeah, at least rhinos. Are you kidding me?
Not named for me.
Split-toed sloths. These guys are huge.
First and goal from inside the 2-yard line. Triple stack. Blackman is the deep man. He gets it. Looks for the goal line. Puts his head down. Does he break the plane? He does. Touchdown. Count it. 1:28 left to go. And then it was 13-0.
And that was exactly what Worthington did not want to have happen. A 95-yard drive. Had him stopped. Couldn't keep him stopped. And Hartley made him pay.
That's the thing. That 4th-and-11 play was the backbreaker for them because they tossed it back. Danko, I think it was, to Cole, who took it around the left side for a big gainer after the 46.
Kilbourne's done a nice job of tackling tonight. Yeah. They've run to the ball in with bad intentions and all that.
Agresti for the extra point. Mateo with plenty of leg this time. Drills it. Timeout on the field. 1:28 left to go. The Hawks lead 14-0 on the CCL Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
A 70-yard touchdown run by Carter Hillary has DeSales up 7-0 over Covington Catholic. And Daniel Bangura from Harvest Prep just went 99 yards for a score. They lead Rosecrans 8-0.
I think he's over 10,000 yards rushing on the campaign.
I ran 99 yards once. It was called July.
Bangura had 14-11 coming into this contest, so right now you figure he's at 1,500 yards. He's averaging more than 300 yards per contest. 1:28 left to go. It's 14-0 here in the first. Blackman, his second touchdown, 11th on the season. 16-play, 96-yard drive that took half the quarter, 6:31, and then it was 14-0. And the tail with the boot, the angular kick again, near side. This time the Wolves ready for it. Return starts from the 18. Little seam across the 25, up to the 30. Spin move to the 35-yard line for Caleb Andrick. And that's where the Wolves will take over now on their next possession, but down by 14 points in this game.
Well, they've only had it one time, and they had it deep in their own territory and drove it out, and then got a great punt, put Hartley in a hole. And the rest, as they say, is history. 96 yards later, it's 14-0.
Yeah, they did everything they could except that fourth down play.
Right.
And the bad news, too, is they also lost one of their outside linebackers, too. Three's on the play. So first and 10 for the Wolves right at the 35 near hash. So the wide side of the field is to the top of your radio dial or your smartphone or your computer screen. They have 3 wideouts to that side as well, too. Young gets the handoff, tried to sidestep a defender. He could not, and also one of his offensive linemen waiting to fall on top of him there. It's number 77, Ethan Amaya.
That was a zone read, and whether or not it was a give or a read, a true read, if it was a true read, he should have kept the ball because the end really pinched hard. And he'd had some room on the outside if the quarterback had kept the ball that time.
According to Brad Birchfield, right now Ethan playing at an all-state level. Young man who likes military history. Under a minute left to go, first quarter. 14-0, Bishop Hartley on top of Worthington Kilbourne. Second down and a long eight from the 37-yard line. One back of the backfield, three wide of the top. Keeper this time by Timms across the 40, out to the 43-yard lane. I just like his name, too. It just kind of flows. Grayson Timms, you know? Guy that's been the H-back in the past. In fact, Parker Wareham has been the starting quarterback, 24 of 63 for 284. I think they like Timms' running ability, something to help keep the Hawks honest. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was the last play of the quarter because we're under 20 seconds left to go. They're going to have a third down play and just about one from the 44 and gives them an extra minute to regroup and talk about it. 14-0. Hawks on top of the Wolves after one. We'll take a break and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford of Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now during Ford Truck Month, save up to $13,500 off MSRP on remaining 2017 F-150 crew caps, or up to $5,000 off new 2017 Escapes, or get 0% for up to 72 months, plus $1,000 on 2017 Fusions. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com, and remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
The Bob Boyd Way.
Licking Heights strikes again. They've got a 13-0 lead now over Newark Catholic. And Dublin Kaufman has kicked a field goal. They have a 3-0 lead over Gahanna.
And here it's 14-0 Hawks as we start the second quarter as Hartley leads Kilbourne. Third and one for the Wolves from their own 44-yard line. A triad to the bottom, one wide to the top, one back in the backfield. That is Young to the right of Timms. One man in motion, bottom to top. That is Sam English. And they'll keep it on the ground. And Young's got the first down. 45 midfield, cuts it outside. 45 down the sidelines, Elijah Young. 25, 20, 15, 10, and push out of bounds. Great closing speed by Ben Dankow to prevent a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how Dankow caught him. I mean, he had a good 3 or 4 yard head start on him, but somehow Dankow ran him down.
Gain of 46 on the play for the Wolves, but can they close? First and goal from inside the 10-yard line.
They need to close, and they need to take about two more minutes off the clock to do it because their defense needs some rest.
That's what I'm thinking, too. They should take as much of that 25 seconds
Absolutely.
Between plays as possible, even though they're not huddling. From the gun again for Timms, first and 10 with Young to his right. Young, moved a little early.
I don't know why that's... I've never figured out why that's a penalty. What if he'd have just gone in motion?
He should have just gone in motion.
Right. My point is, he's allowed to move.
Young
he's allowed to reset.
Made a stutter step with his right foot going towards his left.
They say it's a false start, like he's starting to play, but only because he stopped. You know what I mean? It's just like,
if he keeps going, it's not a false start.
I know. How do you know?
That's why you're a teacher. First and goal from now back
coach.
At 15. English in motion, bottom to top again. Young's got it. Found a little gap inside the 12 to the 11. Maybe closer to the 10 now for Elijah Young. Against Big Walnut, had a 12-yard touchdown run in overtime to win that game. You look at the Wolves' two wins this season, Larry, and both were in overtime. They beat Thomas Worthington 26-25 last week, and in week two they beat Big Walnut 21-14 in extra time.
Well, they're trying to find their way. They're trying to figure out who they are before they get into league play, too. And this will get you ready for league play, I can tell you.
Second and goal from inside the 11-yard line for Timson Company with Young in the backfield. Gets the handoff again, takes it inside the 7. He's running with more confidence now. Did a good job of hesitating and finding the hole and taking it off the left side.
There was a huge hole that he cut to the outside. Yep. It was probably 6-8 feet wide, but he just buried his head right in the back of his offensive line. If he had just taken the stutter step to the right instead of to the left, it might have scored.
Thinking ahead, if you don't get it here, do you go for the touchdown or 3?
No, you got to go for the touchdown.
You play to win the game.
Well, it depends on what fourth down is.
Joey McQuaid is wide to the top on an island, in fact, too wide to the bottom. Looking, dumping in the flat for Young, and he lost the handle of the football at the 10-yard line. Are they calling that a backward pass? I think they are. Play is still alive, and the
goodness.
Hartley Hawks are taking it back the other way. 50, they're going to take it down the sidelines, and it's going to be Kirkbride taking it all the way. The Wolves contend it was a forward pass, but they're saying it was a backward pass, and indeed it's going to be a touchdown as Jordan Kirkbride will take it the distance for the touchdown. 10:25 left to go, and then it was 20-0. So think about that turnaround. Young had some space in the open field there. The pass, they deemed it to be a backward pass. Again, there's only two ways to go, forward or backward. There's no such thing as a lateral. They said the pass went backward, and Kirkbride scooped it up and went some 85 yards for the touchdown on the fumble recovery and making the cushion now 20 points.
Can I see the replay on that one?
You're questioning whether it was forward or backwards?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm just saying it was close enough that I'd just like to see the replay. Do we have a replay?
Extra point time. The snap, the kick, it is up. And Agresti will nail it. 21-0 Hawks, 1:35 into the second quarter. We'll pause right here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Beginning your college search, continue the great journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic
University. Well, because I thought Tim's was at about 12.5, and the pass went to the 10.
At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Two big games tonight happening with the Pickerington schools. Pickerington North on a Jimmy Weirich touchdown pass has a 7-0 lead over Liberty, and Pick Central leads the Upper Arlington 13-0.
Well, Pick is your pick tonight then, right?
As far as you know.
Stats after one quarter, by the way. Hartley 158 of total offense, 98 rushing, 60 passing, 33 yards for the Wolves, 27 rushing, 6 passing, 1 first down for the Wolves, 9 for the Hawks, 2 penalties for 10 yards against Kilbourne, no penalties for the Hawks. There were no turnovers until that point in time, and now it's 21-0, and think about it again. What a deflating moment that had to be for the Wolves. They were hoping to go in for a touchdown. Instead, they had the penalty on the false start that moved them back 5. They were first and goal from the 15-yard line. Thought they were bouncing back yet again. So that's twice now where they thought they had things going their way. And Hartley has turned it into a silver lining for the Hawks.
I mean, 21-0 instead of 14-7, and you got a little mojo, and your defense got a little rest and all that good stuff. And
now Vince Trombetti wants to talk to Mark Dillman now.
He's not happy. Well, yeah, he's not real happy, I'm sure.
But if he was contemplating the prior play where the touchdown was scored, it seems like a bit of a delay. The referee is Mark Dillman. The umpire is Brian Lightfoot. The linesman is Mike Snyder. The line judge is Alan Russell. And the back judge is Joey Maniassi.
Well, I wonder if somebody upstairs that's videotaping ran the replay on the videotape machine. Not a coach, but one of the videotape guys.
Well, you know what, though? If you're the Wolves, you've had your opportunities in this first half to make things happen. And the Hawks have been omnipresent and have made the big plays instead. The fourth down and 11, the long pass play to Cole. Then also on that fourth and 11, when Cole got the ball and the pitch from Danko to take it around the left side after the play started to skirt to the right-hand side. So now it's 21-0. And boy, if you're Worthington Kilbourne, you wonder about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be hurting. And we've got number 83, Sean Price, who may come in to kick, right? Matteo Agresti, I think they're checking something on his right leg. Could it be something with the pads? Because, you know, one point of emphasis this year is where are your pads this year?
They have to be over the knee.
And maybe that was the bone of contention there. So the Hawks are going to take a timeout with 10:25 left to go. And indeed, they are going to a different set of pads for Mateo. Now,
they've always had the rule that you had to wear knee pads, but with the advent of more shorts, the knee pads have been coming up higher and higher. Technically, it's always been a penalty failure to wear proper equipment, but now you can send them off for a play until it's fixed. Same thing with pants that must go over the knees and no midriff-bearing jerseys or jerseys that aren't tucked in. Now, that is a point of emphasis this year by the Federation and the OHSAA.
Well, I mean, you know, as a coach, you tell your players what the rule changes are, what the points of emphasis are. Those are all things you cover in your preseason stuff. And he's a kicker. You know, kickers do crazy things. So fix your pants, son. He goes to a Catholic school. He's heard that before. Pull him up. Put a belt on. Tuck your shirt in.
You were always meeting the dress code, weren't you?
You darn right I was.
Okay.
I had enough problems. I didn't need to break the dress code.
Were all 10 of the Wolf siblings in Catholic schools?
All 10 of us.
Wow.
I don't know how my dad and mom did it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, I'm serious. It's just good old German Catholic tough people.
I mean, if I would have traded one, you'd have been the one I traded to a public school.
I don't know why they had the 10th one. I was number 9, and they had perfection. Why did they risk perfection and go for number 10? I don't
know. Prior to the snap, bogus statement, Larry Wolf, 15 yards. That's a major right there.
I thought we were talking about my family now.
Thank you very much.
Everybody knows.
So Sean Price has it teed up at the 40-yard line.
So where's Mateo? Is he down here on the sideline? Yeah, he's down here on the sidelines.
He's back on the sidelines. He went towards the field and then came back to the sidelines again. So they're working on his pads. Glad we caught that. I assume that's what it was about. We'll find out later on. There's Price.
Well, he doesn't have any knee pads in right now.
High angular kick, and it's a fair catch. It's going to be taken at the 29 near the 30-yard line on the play by Ryan Wesolowski.
Well, let's see if Kilborn can get something going here on offense. They had something going the last drive.
Well, the one guy that's looked effective and more confident running the football so far in this first half, especially here in the second quarter, has been Elijah Young. He had 61 carries for 277 yards coming into this contest. Also, by the way, we should mention, if they go with a little trickery, Elijah's 1-of-1 passing for 69 yards and a touchdown.
Well, now might be the time. Because it's 21-0. You cannot let this Hartley team get any more mojo going.
Gavin Baker is the lone receiver to the bottom. They're 3 to the top. Young in the backfield. England in motion, top to bottom. Elijah Young's got it. Nothing to the left. Takes it to the right. Nearly broke it. Got across the 35 near the 36-yard line. Good job with the cutback. Again, taking advantage partly maybe over pursuing to the football as well, too. And he broke it back to the right and picks up 6 on the play.
That was a nice jump cut in the hole. And he made a Hartley defender miss. And he got skinny in the hole, as we used to tell our running backs. Get skinny in the hole and come out on the other side.
James Reese the third with the hit on the play after a gain of 6. Second and 4. 9:58 left to go. First half. 21-0. Hartley on top of Kilborn. Triad to the bottom, so this time, big number 80, Gavin Baker has company in the first of Mr. McQuaid, and we'll take it around the left-hand side. There's nothing there. That time the Hawks sniffed that one out. You know, you talk about the size of the Hawks, but they have speed, too, because that time we saw Ethan Amaya and Nick Pankow pursuing the football, and Amaya, with his size, was one of the first guys there to the corner. We're not talking about a guy that's like 6'2 or 220. He is 6'3 and 290, and but a junior.
Their defensive linemen get down the line of scrimmage. They do not penetrate deep into the backfield. They take their step and get down the line.
And Tibbs rolling to his right, looking long downfield, trying to come back to the football, and the pass is underthrown, incomplete for Joey McQuaid number along 12, the far side.
Pass incomplete.
Ethan Amaya, I want to correct too, by the way, is actually a senior. So, at 6'3 and 290. And it's going to set up a punting situation as McQuaid tries to come back to the football. So it's going to be fourth down and 5 now. And another punting scenario for Thomas Wilson, who had a boomer of 63 yards his first time out there.
You know, you can usually tell a guy's big when his number's small. You know what I mean? When you look at Amaya's number on his shirt, it looks kind of small.
Kind of dwarfed, huh? What was your number?
Left out.
Okay. You were a fraction? Is that
fraction?
Like the Marx Brothers?
17, 1, and 11. Those are my three numbers.
Wilson has time. Line drive kick this time. It's going to hit at the 30-yard line. And squirrely turn out of bounds at around the 27. So not the distance of the other one, but no return either. That's going to go a total of 37 yards with no return with 8:58 left to go. Give the ball back to Bishop Hartley. So the Hawks have it back, and they're up by 21 in this contest. coming off a win last week over Chillicothe, 44-7. They have outscored their opponents in their last three games, 131-13. They're going to mark it officially at the 26-yard line. So add 1 yard to the punt, and make it first and 10 Hawks from there. Boot, play action. Carfagna looking long downfield. Now goes short instead to Kirk Fry. The tight end makes the catch. I think initially he wanted to go downfield to Philip Pohl, but looked at his secondary receiver and gave it to Jordan Kirk Fry, who makes catch number 4 in the campaign.
Yeah, it used to drive me crazy. I mean, the deep man was covered, but he wanted to give him time to clear. He had an underneath guy wide open. I mean, Kirk Fry was open for 2 or 3 seconds there.
And a gain on the play of some 16 yards. First and 10 out to the 42-yard line, 8:51 left to go. Hawks up to the line. Non-existent splits, as we like to say. Just meshed all together. Danko in motion. Handoff goes to Big Nick Cohn. Rumbles across midfield and down to the 48, maybe the 47-yard line. And that is a train without a track right there. That guy can move.
Ryan Wesolowski, number 3, the free safety for Kilbourne, had to make a business decision there.
Yeah.
I mean, he sees 240 pounds coming downhill at him. He's going, dude, I want to play another play. And he bit him on the shoe. That was a good play.
Gain of 11. I'm going to be the Toreador next time and go Olay. Just
oh,
let it go.
I'm telling you, that is a business decision. You have to decide how many more plays you want to play, because if he keeps meeting him downfield, it's not going to last long.
You know, Cohn also had a 83-yard touchdown catch from a Carfagna against Toledo Central Catholic. It is indeed. It is Cole from bottom to top. Turns the corner, 45. Tries to tightrope the sidelines as long as he can. There was a guy along the far side of the field at number 3, Ryan Wesolowski, again, who thought he had a play. And Cole kind of did a slowdown and then stutter step, got around him and got it inside the 40-yard line all the way down to the 35 and picks up 12 on the play.
You know, you can see that play happening because of the offset back and the jet motion. I mean, as soon as they lined up, I yelled, it was going to be jet sweep, because that's what they do. Now, you know it's coming, but you still can't stop it. That means they're doing a good job of executing.
Too wide to the bottom. Cole the widest. Carfagna under center. With Cohn in the backfield. Toss sweep near side. Dankow, 35, 30. Sidelines, 25. Inside the 20, but we'll see where he stepped out of bounds. Going to say right inside the 20 near the 19-yard line, but another Bishop Hartley first down.
Number 3, Ryan Wesolowski.
Well, they've run it inside with power, and now they're going to their wide game. They're going to stretch them horizontally, and then they'll get them out of the box and run inside again.
For number 11, a gain of 15 on the play, and Wesolowski is the second leading tackler of the team. You can see why he makes another hit. First and 10, just inside the 20-yard line. January in the slot. He's in motion now, bottom to top. Hand off. It goes to Cohn. Nothing inside. Takes it outside. 15, 10, and brought down there and falls across the 10. And from this vantage point, looks like he could have a first and goal for the Hawks, and he does with 8:05 left.
Middle linebacker Thomas Wilson did a nice job there getting out of what he was doing and recovering to make the tackle.
You know, when Nick Cohn bends over in the three-point stance, he still looks like, compared to everybody in the line,
standing up.
Yeah, he does. He's about a head and a half taller than everybody else.
And he's a fullback.
There's 11 guys within a phone booth right now for the Hawks on offense. First and goal inside the 10. On the counterplay, inside the 10, somebody lost their helmet. All the way down to the 6, maybe the 5-yard line. It's Danko on the carry that time.
Number 11, Danko, the ball carrier.
And number 32 is writhing on the ground right now in
Cole
pain.
Dyer.
Yeah, that's Dyer, the outside linebacker. Is he the guy that lost the helmet, too?
He lost his helmet.
Now, that's the second linebacker that's been hurt in this contest. And again, Vince Trombetti said, and this is his 27th year, he's been with this school ever since it opened, the one thing we want to do is avoid any kind of injury in this game, because Hartley is the kind of team that can physically beat you up. And this is the second linebacker, because Nick Streets went down in the first quarter. Now Cole Dyer, 5'10", 180, and a junior who likes properties of engineering, is sitting down on the turf.
Properties of engineering.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to run the train, what?
I don't know. Well, Dankow's out there. Let's see if he can stop he or Cohn. Those two guys are crazy. And Blackman as well, too. They got more trains than
they're Norfolk. Big and physical, and they've got
four or five different running backs. I mean, they got different people that carry the ball differently. They had outside speed, inside power. They've got it all.
They've got the wide receiver, too, and Philip Cole as well, too, and other weapons they haven't even shown you.
Now, they don't have as many perimeter speed guys that they've had in the past couple years. They've had two or three guys on the outside that could just burn, just fly. How many do you need?
But to this point in time, we don't know if
that's
they have
right.
more. They haven't had to show
that's,
any more than that.
That's what I mean. We haven't seen them. And so you got to assume that, well, maybe they don't have those guys, but why do they need them?
We'll take a break of 30 seconds as they still attend to a Dyer on the field right now here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at thisweeksports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
The news not as good for DeSales now as it was earlier. Cove Catholic has scored 14 unanswered points to take a 14-7 lead over the Stallions. Also not good news for Newark Catholic. They now trail Licking Heights 20-0. And how about this one, Randy? Pickerington North, they've scored touchdowns by throwing the ball, running the ball, and on defense. They lead Liberty 21-0.
My goodness, Steve Hale has to be pulling out his perfectly coiffured hair right now because that is a Liberty team. You didn't expect to be down by 21 points. I want to tell you something that Scott Rex has put together about this drive. Six plays on this drive, all runs for the Hawks. 16 yards, 11 yards, 12 yards, 15 yards, 10 yards, and then just a five-yard gain.
Who carried the ball on the five? We got to get him out of there. He's not holding up his end of the deal.
Dyer is slowly working his way across the field with an attendant on either side. He is walking under his own power.
Well, I mean, his helmet got ripped off. And, you know, he's at the bottom of the pile, so nothing good can happen from that. First of all, if you ever had a helmet ripped off your head, it's not a fun thing to have happen. But then be at the bottom of the pile, that's really not good.
You played with one, but some accuse you
of
not.
I played a lot without helmet. You can't. That's part of the problem.
Second and goal from just past the five near the six-yard line. 7:50 left to go in the half. 21-0 Hawks looking for more. Carfagna under center, one man in motion. Hands it off to the man going from left to right and taking it around the corner and into the end zone. Count it as a touchdown for Anthony Whitney. Whitney takes it in for the score and make it 27-0.
Hartley had two running backs split as wide as you can split them. They were outside edge of their tackles, and they had a wing back on the left. You had to know it was going to be a jet sweep or some kind of counterplay back with the running back. And they just ran the jet sweep. It was too easy. It's just too easy.
And here's another guy that could be a weapon, too, in Anthony Whitney. He's carried the ball twice now, once for 29 yards and a touchdown, a second time for 6 yards and a touchdown.
Well, he has good speed. He's one of those guys I was talking about we haven't seen yet.
The reattired Mr. Agriesti is out there for the extra point. It is up and it is good. It is now 28-0 Hawks. 7:40 left to go here in the first half of this contest. Coming up at halftime, don't forget, we will have scores and highlights from Ryan and Lee. And also on the highlighter, I'll talk with Michael Ray, the Hartley Athletic Director and Girls Volleyball Coach and Alumni Director, and Heather Rush, the Director of Admissions as well, too. Back to the studio we go with Ryan and Lee. And, guys, your thoughts about what's going on in week number five so far?
Well, Randy, I think we've said this every week so far in 2017. But looking at the scores, a lot of surprises. I think everyone's surprised that Pick North is beating Liberty by a score of 21-0. Thomas Worthington is leading Hilliard Bradley 17-14. And also Westerville North beating New Albany. So just when we think, Randy, we're starting to get this stuff figured out, we actually don't have a clue.
Well, Bradley in the latest poll ranked number 9 in the state in Division One. Of course, that's just a popularity contest, some would say. As a coach, Larry, when your team was ranked, how did you handle that with your squad?
We didn't talk a whole lot about it, except to say you need to earn that ranking. You need to deserve that ranking. Let's play like we're the 9th best team or the 8th best, whatever we were.
By the way, Whitney, officially 5 yards on that touchdown run. Agriesti, the PAT, 7 plays, 74 yards, 118 off the clock. Hawks now have had seven ball carriers, 156 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Little pooch that time by Agresti, and it's caught on the fly, and going up the sidelines is Wesolowski. You know, he contemplated making that fair catch call. He kind of hesitated for a second, and I think the Hawks kind of slowed down a half step, but then he accelerated and got a decent return out of it. It was a short kick with the angular pooch kick, and he got it up to the 46-yard line on the return. So once again, the Wolves have the ball. They're going to mark it officially at the 47. First and 10, 7:36 left to go. And really, they need to make a statement here. They will get the ball to start the second half, but another score by the Hawks, and if it's uncontested, we could have a continuous clock in the second half.
They definitely want to do something. They've got a short field here. I mean, it's 53 yards from pay dirt. They need to make something happen right now.
And we've seen some flashes from Elijah Young and Grayson Timms, running back and quarterback, respectively. Young has got it, and he lost the football at the 48-yard line of the Hawks. Bishop Hartley says they have the football. And they do. 57 coming up with the football. That is Walter Carricker III.
This freight train is running downhill right now, and there are no brakes. There are no brakes. It's running out of control.
So Carricker with the recovery on the play, and the Hawks get it back. First and 10, 7:29 left to go, and here's that score we're talking about. You know, if you're a Wolf fan right now, you're almost saying, you know, if they score again and we shorten the game, maybe we can live to fight again next week when we have to go back at our schedule and take a look at league play.
You don't want your kids thinking that way, but moms and dads are certainly going to think that way. They've got an end over now. We've got an unbalanced line this way.
To the bottom of your radio dial and computer screen. And Cone coming that way, but Carfagna wants to throw, looking long downfield for Cole, and he tries to run under the football. He looked like he had no chance at the 20-yard line, and by the time he got to the 11, he got about 6 of 10 fingers on that football.
They just ran two streak routes. I mean, just two go routes, one down the inside of the numbers, one down the outside of the numbers. He just put the ball up, and they nearly ran under it. If he'd have put a little more air under it, it would have been 7 more points.
Philip Cole, who we know is a great baseball player as well, too, can't come up with that one. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 49 of the Hawks now with 7:22 left to go.
Left his mitt at home.
The Indians have it, huh?
Ooh.
Toss sweep near side. Jalen January across midfield. Boy, he fought for the last 2 or 3 yards. He never went down on the play. He stayed on his feet at the 47-yard line of the Wolves.
Elijah Young did a great job on the outside because he's a cornerback, and Nick Cone had him in his crosshairs, and Elijah's looking at 240 pounds coming to kick him out, and he just got underneath it, got a hand on the ball carrier, spun him around a little bit, slowed him up.
So giving forward progress to the 46, so a gain of 5 on the play. 3rd and 5 from there, 6:53 left to go for the Hawks, already up 28-0. Bill Bride readjusts to the bottom of the set. Remember, he has a fumble recovery for a touchdown this game.
Power off that.
I'm looking at Cone at the fullback. My goodness, he's huge. January gets the toss right up the middle, right hash inside the 40, down to the 35. Ball is free at the 37-yard line, still squirting around at the 35, and I think the Hawks may have gotten it back.
They did, and it was I got his number right here. I can't see it. 80, I think. 30. Blackman got it.
Blackman, Johnny on a spot.
That ball bounced right up
yard line, yeah.
It bounced right up to him, and he picked up and started running with it like he was going to score a touchdown.
So,
to add insult to injury.
First and 10 for the Hawks from the 36 now with 6:24 and ticking. First half leading 28-0.
That play was so well blocked, there was not a Wolf defender within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage going through the hole. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Toss sweep near side, Nick Cone. Who wants to stop him? 35, 30, 25 down the sidelines. And that's how you get him. You undercut him like Wesolowski did. Rarely have I said this, but I watched this game and my jaw hurts tonight, Larry. Seeing the contact and the pure physical strength of the Hawks.
Well, Wesolowski, again, he's one-on-one with Nick Cone, and he's got to make a decision. He definitely doesn't want to take him on high, no. So he just cut his legs out from under him.
Gain of 16 by Cone and company. Inside the 21, first down and 10 from there with 6:08 left to go. 28-0, Bishop Hartley leading Worthington Kilbourne. Carfagna, a great job of just running this offense. Dan Cone motion, bottom to top, handoff. Goes to Cone, churns, fights, carries most of North America. Actually, there was Sawyer on the play. Inside the 20 to around the 19, maybe the 18-yard line. Another guy with great physical strength, too. That's not a prerequisite here at Hartley, but my goodness, they have the guys with the size, but they also have foot speed as well.
Well, and they try to trap a five-man front. I mean, five down linemen, and they're all in their foot to foot. That's tough to do. But Hartley's just, they're willing to punch you once and get 2 yards because they know they can get five anytime they want it.
Second down and eight from the 19-yard line. In stride, Danko, bottom to top, gets the handoff. Maybe if he goes further outside, Larry's running for more real estate.
Well, the defender on the edge, that's our Wesolowski boy. I'm telling you what, he's having a heck of a game. Ryan is doing a great job out of his safety spot. He came up hard on that play to make the play.
At the 16-yard line.
He blew up the two blockers and then made the play. And you can only do that so many times. I mean, at some point, somebody up front has got to stop somebody because these Hartley Hawks are running deep into the secondary.
Third down and six. Let's talk about the Wolves' defense getting just worn down, too, as this game progresses.
Rocking.
Toss sweep, wide side, Danko. They string it out. That is Elijah
great
Young
play.
Doing a great job hitting him at the 16. He falls forward to the 14-yard line. But Young said, I've got you if you're going east to west. And now it's fourth down for the Hawks. Let's see if they go for three.
Elijah Young played off the blocker and made the tackle. And it looks like Hartley will kick for three. So, okay, so let's get this straight. They can throw the ball pretty good. They can run the ball very well. And, oh, by the way, now they'll just kick it. If you stop them, they'll just kick it.
It'll be a 31-yard attempt. And Mateo has a 42-yarder against Central Crossing. A soccer kid that they get probably for 12 kicks a week. The snap, the kick, plenty of leg. It is up, and it is wide left. He hooked it.
He hooked it.
4:12 left to go, and the Wolves get it back, and still within that 30-point margin for now.
Those are those football guys getting even with him for not having the right pads on.
Oh, stop it.
They're brutal. They're brutal. They don't forget.
So the Wolves get it back with 4:12 left to go. For Worthington-Kilbourne next week, they take on Delaware Hayes. That is a winnable game. The Dublin Scioto, who surprisingly is 1-3. I saw their only win against Big Walnut. Then Darby, 2-2. Bradley, 4-0, although they're trailing to Thomas Worthington. Dublin Jerome at 2-2. Is Thomas the biggest surprise for you so far in the season?
Maybe, but I think it's still too early. I'm not sure who they've beaten. You know what I mean? When I say that, I know the names of the teams, but
right.
I'm not sure how tough that schedule was. But knowing what they've gone through the last several years, beating anybody is a wonderful way to turn the season around. So my hat's off to the guys over at Thomas. They're doing a great job.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Tim's on the keeper, and Grayson, well, he fights for every yard. He backs his way from the 23 up across the 25 near the 26-yard line.
Yeah, just get down. That's another business decision. No reason to try and get an extra foot and a half here.
Yeah, but how do you stop in a situation
like that? No, you don't, but I'm just saying you got to know to get your body down and not take those extra hits.
He's got a good frame, too, at 6'4 and 200. That's what they were counting on in a situation like this, playing the Hartley Hawks. They thought having a big quarterback would help them out there, a guy that was also pretty nimble.
Problem is they can't keep the ball.
No.
They can't keep it long enough. Hartley stops them, and then Hartley goes on a 5-minute drive or 6-minute drive.
Second down and four from the 26-yard line. They'll keep it on the ground and get it up to the 28, maybe the 29-yard line. Young is not in there on offense right now. I think they're giving him a blow. That time on the carry, it is number 9, and that is Caleb Andrick, who is the backup tailback. Caleb with 3 carries for 8 yards. Shifty.
Number 77.
And one of the 3 backs they'll use between Young and Andrick and even McQuaid. So it's 3rd down and less than 1 right now. Michael McQuaid, wide to the bottom. By the way, Michael McQuaid and Joey McQuaid are cousins, not brothers, just so you know. Hand off. And it goes to Andrick, and he got across the 30-yard line, and that's a first down for the Wolves with 2:51 left.
It just seems so hard for Kilbourne to get 3 yards, and it seems so easy for Hartley to get 6. You know what I mean? It's just they're just two completely different entities here.
Anthony Carfagna right now and Nate Jackson. Lineman and quarterback having a conversation at the 45-yard line. Oh, my goodness. The ball is free. Contact on the running back in the backfield. That thing squirted free at the 30. The Hawks say they have the football, and they do. It's Kirkbride, who already has a recovery and took it back some 85 yards for a touchdown. Jordan gets another one, and the Hawks get it back. And, again, this is why my jaw hurts.
That was physical.
I mean, that was just a solid play by Anthony Lajewski up front. And by the way, we're nearing the top of the hour, so a reminder, you're listening to WBSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Greg Zavaldi, Scott Rex, here at Jack Ryan Field on the campus of Bishop Hartley. First and 10 Hawks from the 30 of the Wolves.
And the Hawks definitely want to score here before the half so they can start the third quarter with a 30-point lead.
Coming around, that's Whitney. And He tried to cut it upfield, but by the time he cut it, he was near the sidelines and were blocked off by the Hartley squad right now. So we'll tell you where he got it to. It's going to be a short gain on the play, maybe to the 29 or 28, because when he tried to cut it upfield, Larry, there was already probably four Wolves there in the sidelines. They were going to give him a gain of two to the 28, second and eight from there with 2:32 left.
The edge players for Worthington Kilbourne are doing a great job. They really are. They're fighting off the blocks. They're doing the best they can do. The trouble is they're outmanned out there.
Toss near side. Sawyer. Mason. Undercut.
Yep.
Nice play to go down and get him by Noah Reed.
Another great play. I mean, come up underneath the play and get on the ground and then tackle the legs. And they did a great job again. And he put Hartley in a third and seven. Does that matter to Hartley? No. No. They don't have
four
to
down territory
four
if they
down
want
territory
it.
If they want it. And they can run for three and run for four and get the first. I mean it.
Or depending on what they do, they might contemplate another field goal to get that cushion above 30 points. And I think Brad Birchfield wants a timeout with 2:02 left to go. He'll take a timeout. We'll step aside as well, too, with 2:02 left to go and the Hawks leading 28 to nothing. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Help us drive home the Word of God to our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio family of listeners. Did you know that you can donate your car, truck, or van to AM 820? And your donation may qualify you for a tax deduction. It's easy and a great way to share the Word of God with listeners all over Ohio. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online for details at stgabrielradio.com.
They're at the half down in Lancaster, and the Gaels have a 7-3 lead over Davidson. And a good game going on in Dublin tonight. Gahanna has a 14-10 lead over Kaufman.
Oh, my. Kaufman coming off that loss last week, too. So third down and six from the 26 now for the Hawks. The Cole to the bottom of the set, also January to that side. Dank out to the top. Carfagna going to be under center as they peer to the sidelines. I think it's funny you always have the time to talk to your team and then you still look to the sidelines when you come back out on the field.
I'm guessing the jet sweep to the wide side.
All right, that'd be to the top of the formation.
Nope, that's wrong.
It's going to go to short side. Danko's got it. Needs to get six. He tries to tightrope the sidelines and stay in bounds as he reaches the 20-yard line.
The ball carrier.
Let's see where they mark him down and if he went out or not. I think he stayed in bounds. And I think he's going to be shy of the sticks by less than a yard. So right now they mark it as fourth down and just a couple of inches.
Fourth down and
I was sneaking there. It's in the quarterback sneak.
I don't know exactly what that means.
Oh, come on. It's a football term. They're not even going to measure it. The stick for the fourth down is right on top of the yard marker. And Blackman makes it a no-doubter as he takes it off the right-hand side. Inside the 19 to the 18 near hash. It'll be a first and 10 Hawks. 1:22 left to go.
Nick Cohn looks like a bowling ball looking for a pin. I mean, he went through there rolling around.
Looking for that 7-10 split.
I'm telling you, there wouldn't be a 7-10 split if he was doing it.
Strike every time.
Beach.
What do they call three in a row?
Bowling? Oh, turkey.
Thank you.
Don't talk about me like that.
First and 10 from the 18-yard line. Dancon motion, bottom to top of the right side of the field. Pass across the middle. Kirkbride, no. Late recovery on the play by the secondary, but Kirkbride was open for a couple of seconds.
If he throws the ball to the outside, he gets a touchdown. Threw it to the inside. The safety was closing in on him, and he got alligator arms.
We've got Mike Ray warming up in the bullpen right now. He's ready to go.
We're in deep trouble. He's coming out to pitch. I'm telling you, right now, I remember when he played. It wasn't pretty.
You coached him?
No, I was smarter than that.
Okay.
That was Coach Aprile. That's all his doing.
Who'll be honored coming up in a month. Coming around, it's Cole, and he trips down over his own offensive player back around the 22-yard line. He was trying to turn the corner, and his blocker gave ground by a yard or so, and Cole tripped over him back around the 22.
They have those little field gnomes out there, those little green guys dressed up as turf, and the turf monster got him.
The gnomers, right?
The gnome got him. Third and 13, it's unbelievable. Never thought I'd live to say that.
If they're a female, would it be Gnomer Dames?
No.
Okay.
It would not.
All right. Third and 13 from the 22 for the Hawks. Three to the top. Carfagna going to throw it back on a bubble screen to Cole, and nicely covered by the Wolves that time. So get it inside the 15-yard line, but the hit is made on the play by Caleb Dave, 5'11", 205, and a junior. It was interesting. Vince Trombetti was telling me that when they first came to the program, a lot of people thought his name was Dave Caleb.
Right.
But his name is Caleb Dave.
Well, and you'd look at his last name, you'd think it'd be Dave,
exactly.
Right, or something, you know,
that would be
exciting.
Pronounced that way, yeah.
No, Dave. Caleb Dave.
So now for the Hawks, they have 13.9 seconds left to go. They'll take a timeout, facing a fourth down scenario with the ball resting right around the 15-yard line, so it'll be about a 22-yard attempt, make that 32-yard attempt from here for field goal. What thoughts go through your mind if you're Brad Burchfield?
Well, right now, you're hoping to get this field goal because it's going to make it 31 and you got a running clock. And actually, both teams won't be disappointed if this goes through because it will get Kilbourne to their next week's game a little bit quicker. It's 31, they're not going to score 30.
It'll be a 32-yard field goal attempt. From the near hash, Gregory Esty. Dale approaches, plenty of leg, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 9.8 seconds left to go, and the Hawks widen the cushion to more than 30. It's now 31-0.
Now, when I said that, I'm not saying that Kilbourne would be happy to lose this 31-0. What I mean by that is you're down 28 to begin with, and if it shortens the game and you're not going to come back, if you're going to come back, come back. You can get it under 31 with one touchdown.
With 9.8 left until halftime, we throw it back to Lee and Ryan. And guys, I know we'll hear from you with all the scores coming up in your moments, correct?
Absolutely. A lot of surprises going on right now. St. Charles, they're up 17-6, so the Cardinals looking good this evening. So we'll talk about all the Catholic teams in depth, give you some of the scores from some of the big games in the area as well. And don't forget after the game, guys, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. We want you to be a part of the show, so tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard. Give us a follow as well, and you can also get all the scores throughout the night at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com.
Heather Rush is also waiting to be interviewed at halftime, and she has a glow-in-the-dark hair braid in her hair right now.
It's called a bow, and I think you'd really look good with that on you, Randy.
We're going to have to turn off the lights at halftime and see if that thing
really
lights up this place.
You can be the bow of the ball with that baby on
it. I can't be the bell of the ball, though.
No, but you can be the bow of the ball.
All right.
Legs like yours, I don't know. It's going to be.
I've got legs.
They go all the way up.
And I know how to use them. Thank you very much. Short kick, angular kick, and the return is going to start from the 34-yard line. And Wesolowski is going to fight and get up near the 40-yard line. Knocked out of bounds with 5 seconds left to go in the first half. And the Wolves will get it back. Do you do anything right now if you're Worthington Kilbourne with 5 ticks left?
You take a knee, you go in at halftime, you regroup, and try to figure out a way to score.
That was an 8-play, 15-yard drive, ended with the field goal. Took 2:27 off the clock, officially a 32-yarder by Mateo to give us that 31-point cushion here.
I wonder what the time of possession is tonight, because it doesn't seem like Kilbourne's been on offense for more than, I don't know, 20 plays maybe.
Early on they had a decent run, but since then it's been very slow going for the Wolves. They go into the protective formation, if you will. A knee is taken by Timms, and that will end the first half. 31-0 here. All Hawks at the break. We'll pause on the other side. We'll come back and have the highlighter at halftime. We'll talk to Michael Ray, the Hartley AD and girls volleyball coach and alumni director, and Heather Rush, the director of admissions. All that and more when you come back to the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here in St. Gabriel Catholic.